you have to will to be a covenant person. Covenant comes from an act of the will, and then it takes root in the spirit.
It is God's will for you to know and do the plan He has for you. Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares an encouraging message on seeking God and being willing to be willing.
Philippians 2:13. Right in the middle of this verse is the word both, B-O-T-H. I have it underlined in red, so that anytime I open this page, I see the word both. It just draws me right there to it. For it is who?
God,
which worketh in you both to will and to do. Not just to will, but to will and to do of His good pleasure. He has set each member in the body as it pleases Him. It is His pleasure. What is His pleasure? The results. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. I'm going to keep pounding you with this. In 1 Timothy 6, just keep pounding you with it, pounding you with it, pounding you with it. He gives you all things richly to enjoy. He doesn't give you things to meet your needs. He gives you things to enjoy, and they meet your needs. He's not need-minded. He's joy-minded. It took us a long time to get up thinking that He was aware of our needs. But look what He said there. It is God which works in you.
Yes.
It is God which works in you both. I learned to pray this. The first notice that I have that I'm struggling with my will, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I didn't want to go on that daily broadcast, dear God, 6 days a week. Brother Roberts, oh man, he was talking to me about it. He said, let me tell you something about a daily broadcast. I thought, whoa, here it comes. Whew. The man himself is gonna be the word that's gonna set me on top. And he said, oh, so sincerely, he put his arm around me and said, it is so daily. I knew that. That's the reason I didn't want to do it. You see what he was, see what he's needling me to do? Take my responsibility. Take the will of God. Stand up for it and get my job done at any cost. Because that's the only way you're going to get the load of it off of you. Now, you can find this in the Chronicles. Here was one king that had a willing heart. The King James called a perfect heart. He had a willing heart to do what God told him to do. But he made some very serious mistakes. But the scripture says, but God was able to work with him. God forgave him. And God gave him credit for doing everything he told him to do, even though he made some mistakes. Why? He was willing. Here was another king. I mean, you just go over just a few chapters over. Here's another guy that did everything God told him to do, but he did it disgustedly. It was not his will. He did it because it was his duty, and he did it just because somebody told him to, and he didn't get credit for any of it. It's a heart thing. So I said, Lord, I'm willing to be willing. We're going to start there. We're going to start working on my will here. Now, I've been doing this all of these years, ever since I was a student at Oral Roberts University. The forming of my will. And now, there's no way. Hey, listen, when you hear a preacher or your cousin or Aunt Minnie Bob or anybody else say that God be going to have to break your will, you're going to have to do away with your will. No, God didn't give you a will in order for you to break it, tear it up, and destroy it. No. That's not willing.
Right.
No. My will, I'm a strong-willed man.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Copeland, I wouldn't say that. That's the reason you're weak-willed.
That's right.
You don't have any will power.
That's
part of your, that's part of your soul.
Yeah.
Your will, your emotions, your mind, will power. Mm. It takes will power. You have to will to be a person of integrity. You have to will to be a covenant person. Covenant comes from an act of the will, and then it takes root in the spirit. And that's where the power to carry it out. But it's the will to decide. Once you make that decision, all hell can't break it. So we're strong will. What is my will? And I'm saying this from my testimony, and I can stand before God this morning and say it. If I couldn't, I wouldn't. It is my will, and I am stronger will today than I've ever been in 43 years of ministry. It is my will to do, to know, to understand, and only God's plan, God's will for my life. And He is working in me right now. And by faith, I receive His work, not only to will to do it, but bless God, to have the power, the strength, the money, the wherewithal, but most importantly, the gifts of the Spirit, the endowments of the Spirit, the endowments of the Spirit, to carry that will out in this earth. And I will do it.
Amen.
No, I won't die trying.
Come on.
No.
I'm not trying.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Come on. Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I'll tell you one thing. That old boy is sure full of try, ain't he? He sure tries hard. Gets bucked off every time, but he gets up. I'm not full of try. I'm full of do.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. When I got bucked off, I was doing it.
Amen.
If I wasn't doing it, I wasn't got bucked off.
Amen.
That's just part of doing it.
Praise
get
God.
Get up, do it again. And again. And again. Amen. But do it by faith. But He's working in there to do that. I don't have to do it. I don't have to struggle it. He's working in there to do it. If I'll just make that faith connection, He'll take it from there. Roll a carrot over on Him. And if the word care rolling isn't strong enough, dump it. Jesus, I'm dumping this on you. I'll do it. But you're going to have to whoa, I ain't going for all this monkey motion working on me. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'll give you the we've built a pretty good fence here this morning, but we're going to go around behind the fence and bend all the nails down and clinch the thing up. Give you something that'll clinch up this morning. I want to show you how Jesus did this. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Remember now, the Word not only tells us we can, but it makes a command for us to know and understand the will of God. Turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. 7th verse. Now, this is Jesus' own confession. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. We know that was his confession. We know that he stood on this by faith. We know because he said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. And when he had the slightest off thought, he would say, I come in the volume of the book. I have your will in this book. This book is what I'm going to do. You get in the book and you'll find written in there somewhere the very town, the very person you're supposed to marry. Now listen, if you're married to somebody else, don't try to use that as an excuse. Get rid of them. I'm going to tell you right now, you start monkeying with this and you monkeying with something that's far more precious to God than you have any idea it is. And I'll tell you what, it'll get you into trouble that you wish you ain't never heard of trouble. You start messing around with the precious things of God and start trying to use something as powerful and as precious as this to your own flesh's desire. Did you ever wonder why saloon singers and performers die young? It's not just because they get on dope. They satisfy their flesh to get enough money to buy the dope using the grace that God gave them that was to benefit the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the body of Christ, and was a major answer to the death that's in the world. I know it like to got me. And if it hadn't been my praying mama, I don't want to tell you where I'd be right. Because I was doing that. Now, you remember what he said? Oh, he said, God, I don't want to do this. If there be any way, I don't want to do this. But that scripture right there just popped out of his mouth. Nevertheless, not my will, not my plan, but your plan be done. That's my will.
Yes.
Before God, I can say that today.
Yes.
And it had to go through a constant transformation by faith, exercising my faith, rebuking my thoughts. Jesus gave me the example. You have a thought. You know, I don't want to do that. I rebuke that. Praise God. Yeah, but you can't physically do it. I rebuke that. He's working in me not only to will it, but to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I can get my youth renewed. I've been working on that since 1988. Say it every day. Most all meals that Glory and I pray over, we quote that scripture and thank God our youth is renewed like the eagles. How do you get your youth renewed like the eagle? Read what the 103rd Psalm says. He fills my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, the word thing there, the Hebrew word, is the word for words. The Hebrew word word is the word for thing. He fills my mouth with good words that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, it ain't going to do you any good unless you speak them.
Amen.
Your mouth not filled with it if you don't talk it. And quit talking old all the time. Quit talking tired all the time. I'm just so wore out. I'm just so tired. My God, I can't put one foot in front of the other. I guess it's because I'm getting so blamed old, man. I don't want to be old. Well, that's another excuse to quit. If God don't just call you out, you ought to just wind up and just die right there in the pulpit. Praise God. A smile on your face. I know a man that did. Knew him personally. He prayed his way out of here. He prayed all the time. He was a deep, deep intercessory prayer warrior. He finally quit everything in his life, all of his work, his everything, and went into intercessory prayer full time for God. And he got into it in Mac Hammond's church, right on your platform, wasn't it, Mac? I mean, he was moving and grooving in the Holy Ghost, and the power of God is working in him. And whoa. And I mean, he got out there. I mean, he get out there, get in the spirit, you know, just get on out there. He just got on out there and he's going and Over he went. Wasn't nothing wrong with him. He just got out there and didn't come back. Amen. Now don't ask me a bunch of questions about that. I ain't never been out there. I've been close. I've been close enough that I knew I didn't want to come back. Amen. My will is strong to do His will, not the will of my flesh. Oh, my flesh actually does not have a will. It has been trained to do something else. That's the reason you need to be very extremely double, triple careful about what you tell your children they ought to be doing in life. You're going to tell them probably what you think you should have done. And if it gets any further, then you should be praying about this and you should be seeking God and doing only what He said. If it gets any further than that, you better hush. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, can't we do whatever we want to do? Who told you that? Well, that's the American way. I'm not talking about the American way. That's the reason America's in trouble. I'm talking about God's way. He has a plan. The best thing you could tell your child is, baby, I'm going to tell you what. You can be anything that God has called you to be. I don't care whether it looks like you could do that or not. I'm telling you, we're going to pray and seek God. Our grandchildren were taught this, but our children got a hold of it. And they believe God for their mates. Them girls got on up into their 20s, you know, and people started kind of sweating it out here. They ain't even had a date yet. How are they ever going to find a husband? Well, so my oldest granddaughter, Rachel, wrote a book, How Many Frogs Do You Have to Kiss to Get a Prince? I'm so glad she wrote that book. I mean, she answered it all. She wrote that book while she's a student at Oral Roberts University. How many frogs do you have to kiss to get a prince? Boy, says it all, don't it? But they got Holy Ghost made it up. There were husbands that are now my grandsons-in-law that were doing the same thing. And their parents raised them in this convention. Years and years and years. So now we got families coming together that walk in the word of faith. Well, God prepared them for that. Amen. Then there's George and Terry's daughter, Aubrey. She's praying the same way. She said, man, nope. And Rachel said, the first time any man kisses me is when I hear my papa say, I now pronounce you man and wife. Well, Aubrey come up saying the same thing. Well, this young couple, she and this young man, and then they back home. They kind of wave at one another, plumb across the room. And that's about all it was to it, till next year. And a little closer, and then he got a little closer, and then he got a little closer. And the word of the Lord came to both of them. That's your husband. That's your wife. They waited a year before they did anything about it. Praying over it. Preparing themselves to give themselves to that man or to that woman. Now, that man that married Aubrey is Billy Brim's grandson. Can you see what he did with our families? Hey, that's the body of Christ in action, man. And the Mayer family, praise God, sitting right here, their son Caleb married Rachel. And these guys are from so far up east that it to us is like another nation. They come from Vermont. We finally got somebody here from Vermont every time. Amen. And God brought Rachel and Caleb together. So here now are our families. They've been partners of this ministry for years, but now our families have come together. Now God's got that planned all over. If you keep your monkey motion hands out of it and quit messing with it, well, I just got to get something done with this. Don't look like God's gonna do anything. If God can't do it, what makes you think you can do it, dumb? God can't meet my needs. I need to get two more jobs. Did you just call yourself God? Is that what I just... Stand up. Did you get anything out of this morning? All right. Activate your faith. Now say this. I have no fear, of God's plan for my life.
He is working in me now.
I receive His work in me now.
Both to will,
to do everything His will says,
and to do it.
The strength to do it.
Wisdom to do it.
Knowledge to do it.
Money to do it.
Opportunity to do it.
I receive His working in me now.
So,
this is settled.
Thy will be done.
Now quit worrying about it.
Go on to your job with joy. You may know, dear God, this bum thing I'm doing now can't be the will of God.
It's going to look entirely different next week when you get there.
Because God's at work. Amen. And you're just going to be just joying all over the place. And you're just going to wind up where God wants you, where He needs you. And you're going to wind up there on time, ready, doing the job.
We are all born equipped with God-given talent and ability. God's grace works for us to guarantee our success. When we apply our skills in the wrong place, it's easy to say we are failures. What we say about our situation impacts its outcome. What we believe about our abilities creates opportunities. When we're out of our place and operating without grace, it's easy to feel like a failure. Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore's teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success, combined with Kenneth Copeland's mini-book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be, are powerful resources designed to empower you to obtain success in all areas of your life. The techniques they reveal teach you how to break the cycle of persistent problems you face, discover your unique skill set, and develop a more intimate relationship with God. Discover your grace and get into your place. Order the teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success for just $14, and you'll also receive Kenneth Copeland's latest mini-book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be. Please specify your choice of DVD or CD for the teaching series. Receive an additional product discount and faster processing when you purchase your copies online. Go to our website, kcm.org, for these and other ministry products. Walk in God's grace and establish His ways in your life today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I hope you caught what you heard on today's broadcast, Philippians 2:13. It is God which works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God is working that inside of you, and what He's looking for is a willing heart. And that willing heart comes from Him working and revealing on the inside of you what He's called you to do. In other words, just be willing to be willing, and take the will of God for your life, stand up for it, and get your job done at any cost. That's what He wants to work in you. Now, of course, to get your job done, you must learn more about your place, the place He's called you into as your assignment. And in today's product, God's Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success, it's It's about not letting the devil talk you out of your dreams. You know that God has called you into something, and don't you ever let go of it. God has called you there, He's placed you there, and He's equipped you there. In other words, He has graced you. Amen? Now, I also want to let you know about a mini book. Now, you have a miracle. If you need a miracle, I want you to know something. You have it right now, but it's in your mouth. And when you speak the Word of God, and the Word of God only, you release that, and God's Word will never, ever return void. So order this little mini book today. It'll be a blessing to you. Let me tell you about some meetings coming up with Brother and Sister Copeland. We are coming to Canada for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through the 14th in Langley, BC. Now this is exciting. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is celebrating 35 years in Canada. We have so many faithful partners there in Canada, and the Lord has been so good to us there. So we're coming to celebrate 35 years. So make sure if you live in that area that you're a part of this meeting. Also want to let you know about the Southwest Believers Convention. Now these are new dates. You need to make sure you write these new dates down. July 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas, as always, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar. We're going to have praise and worship like we always do. There's meetings for your teenagers, for your kids, for your teenagers, grades 6 through 12. We have 1440, along with our great friends from Minneapolis, Go Ministry. Super Kids for your young children ages 6 through 12 with Dana and Linda Johnson. So for more information about this meeting, other meetings, what all's going on here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, just go to kcm.org and you'll have all the information you need. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So long life is part of our deliverance and our salvation. Long life is part of the promises of protection.